Praise the Lord. All right, we'll get straight into the word of the Lord. Apostle is not here. He's in Ohio. He should be here tomorrow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. All right, we're talking about renewing of the mind. It's going to be part two, so just do two messages on it for now. Praise God. There's a lot in the word of God. Every word of God is for us to be transformed, to change. We read the word not just because we just want to read. We put the word and apply it to our lives so that our lives will be changed. Amen. We live in a very wicked world. And if you do not fill yourself with the word and live by the word, the world will invade your life. So that's why it's so important to live by the word of God. Amen. All of us as a people, we are raised in different homes, different families, different family values, different vision. Some people are raised in a home where the parents are just wonderful. And some people are raised in a home where the parents are violent. Some people are raised in a home where the parents are alcoholic. And some are raised in a home where the parents molest them. So your worldview is not going to be the same with every other person. You only know that world that you grew up in. Because the first few years of a child's life forms the way the child thinks. So the first 0 to 7 years are critical in a child's life in how they see the world. So if they already messed up at that age and there is no word to clean all that mess out, the history of that continues. May the word of God clean you up today. Doesn't matter how you were raised, good, bad, or ugly, the word can fix you up. May the word of God fix everyone who's hearing the sound of my voice. Now you can live in a home where parents are so nice, but then they don't know how to love. They never hugged you. They never touched you. And then you carry on the next generation. You don't know how to communicate the love that's in your heart in a physical way to the people in your family. So you also, you need healing and you need deliverance. So that the love of God, say the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts. So that our love will not radiate to touch other people. Amen. Now, there are some people, no matter how much love you pour on them, they never receive it. So you got to move on to the next person to love. Say amen. Some people are just a pit. They refuse. Because they are in that state where they refuse to renew their mind. So as you hear the word of God today, renew your mind. Because if you don't, the next few years of your life, you're going to still be at the same standstill of the mess that you are in. Nobody wants that. So do yourself a favor. Say, as I hear the word of God, I'm going to renew my mind. It says, Romans 12, it's our key scripture. Romans 12, verse 2. Say, and be not what? Conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that. It's your responsibility to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You got to prove it for yourself. You got to be a proof producer. Amen? Somebody's not going to prove it for you. We have trained ourselves that, let the pastor or the deacon or the elders prove it to me. No, you prove for yourself. Say amen. Somebody said, I got to prove for myself. Yeah, your Christianity is not based on others. It's based on your relationship with God. You and God alone. It's not even based on your parents or your brothers or your sisters. It's based on one-on-one relationship. Say amen. We come together corporately to worship. We come together corporately to give thanks, to do all those things. But you must have a one-on-one basis with the Heavenly Father. Say amen. Your relationship is important to God, and you must maintain that. So how do you prove that? You begin to find out in every area of your life, find out what the word of God says, and then live by that. Not by culture, I established that already. Not by how you were brought up, except if they line up with the word of God. If you were brought up under the word, then live by that. If you're not brought up under that, live by the word of God. Amen. Even when we go to school, they teach us how to renew our mind. Renew our mind to the world thinking. So that you, for the first few years of your life, you're learning theories. You do so many theories. Even in university, a lot of theories, until you begin to do practical. When you begin to do, and not all courses have practical. So when you finish your degree, you don't even know how to function. They give you a job, you don't know what to do with it, because you lived in a theory life. So you must live this Bible, not leave it in a theory, I just head knowledge. You must begin to practicalize it in your life. Say amen. Say amen. So the ones who know how to practicalize what they know, those are the people that get hired, that knows what to do. The ones who are just full of head knowledge, you give them something, okay, do this, they don't know how to do it. So they get fired and they get frustrated. So they hop from one job to the other and they get frustrated. Same thing in our walk with the Lord. If we do not put all these things in us, we begin to get what? Frustrated. May frustration leave your life today in the name of Jesus. Begin to prove for yourself. Do one at a time. One at a time. Put the word in you and begin to say, this I'm going to live. I already explained transformation is not changing. When you change your mind. When you can change something and the same thing might still be the same. Maybe one color to the other. But we're talking about transformation, that means that whole thing is changed completely. It's not the same. It's changed form. It's changed its complete being to become the image of Jesus. That's what we're saying. Begin to think like the Lord. Bible say, who can instruct the Lord? Who has the mind of Christ? Bible say, we have the mind of Christ. How do we have the mind? We have his mind by his word. When we leave his word, we have that mind. Say amen. All right, let's go to Psalm 50. There are many renewals, so I'm going to see if I can touch up on a few to renew our spirit. Psalm 50, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10, please. Psalm 51, verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So we need the right spirit in us. And for that to happen, we ask God to do what? Create in us a clean heart. Remember, in our hearts, that's we think, our thoughts, we think with our mind, our brain, right? We store it with what we think, they get stored in our heart. Okay, it's not in your physical heart. You have a spirit heart. Someone say, I don't know what you're talking. Okay, let me explain this way. If every word and everything, when we eat, let me use the physical food. When you eat food, where does it go to? It goes into your what? Your stomach. So, if all the food you've been eating since the day you were born till now, you never eliminated any one of them, will you still be alive? So, because there's a system created for your physical being. For when you eat, Jesus says everything you eat, left over after it put nutrients through your body, left over goes to where? To the drought, right? That's what it says, to the drought. That means you flush it down, right? It gets out of your system. Same thing, when you eat the word of God, that word of God has a process. It goes, when you put the word or other words in you, it goes through a process, goes through your thought, you begin to think about it. You begin to think about it. And as you think about it, the more you think about it, it's called meditation. You're meditating, you're chewing on it. You are going over and over in your mind. You heard it with your ear once, but the process goes through. Some people just hear and it goes out. Have you heard that statement? Enters one ear and gets out from the other. May you not be that kind of a person. When you hear the word of God, says meditate. You shall meditate. What did he tell Joshua? Joshua 1. Meditate on the word of God day and night. So if you want to renew your mind, you got to learn to do what? Meditate on that word. And as you meditate on it, it's going to now begin to store in your heart. And when it stores in your heart, it begins to do some work. That's where ideas begin to form. That's where different things begin to form. And that's where your speech begins to. When your heart is so full of it, you can't help but to burst out speaking. And sometimes if it's really full and it's really good, you begin to burst out and just speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's no more English language to describe the way you feel about God. Hallelujah. It's just, then you just have a great, awesome time with him. It's just like that. So when you eat natural food, and the food is so delicious and so good, what do? You hear people make noise. All kinds of noise, right? That is food tongues. Well, you don't need that one. You need the Holy Ghost tongues. Amen. So that's natural. Okay, now your heart. If your heart is full of all these negative thoughts, you need to clean it so that the word of God can come in there. Only the word can wash it off. There is no soap and sponge that goes into your heart to clean. The only thing that can clean it is the word of God. So that's why David is saying here in the Psalms, create in me what? A clean heart. So to create, meaning the heart that was there is not good. You need a brand new one. You need to create means a new one was made. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. And then say, renew the right spirit within me. Because the old spirit in him was, he can take another person's wife and not feel bad about it. And when the right spirit come, he stopped doing that. Say amen. You cannot change yourself. The word can change you. May God create in every one of us a clean heart. It's the word of God that will make you to make the right decisions. Let's move on. So let God renew a right spirit within me. So that's a good prayer for you to pray. Number two, Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. It talks about renewing our what? Strength. Isaiah 40, 31. Say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not what? Faint. So you need renewal of strength. When you feel so tired all the time, you need the Lord. We as children of God should not be feeling tired. We should have this. Because I call this is God infusing us or transfusing his strength into us. Say, young men, let me go a little bit higher on that. I'll read it. I'll show you a little bit more before I go to that 31. Same Isaiah. Let's read from verse 29. Actually, 28 is good. Let's read from 28. It says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary." So those of you come from very far away, the other ends, if you, every part of the earth that you came from, it says he's the creator of your neighborhood. Say amen. He says he faint not, neither is weary. He's never tired. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth what? Strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly what? Fall. Wow. So you cannot depend on your physical strength. Because I'm young, I got supernatural strength. No, Your supernatural strength is coming from God through his word. Somebody say, I receive supernatural strength. So you can have all the biceps and the triceps that are all ripped and all the six packs and everything else, and yet that strength is not compared to the strength that is coming from the Lord. May you receive the strength of the Lord. Say amen. Verse 31, say, but they, this is the one that you want. This is the one, I call it transfusion from God. You need this. Say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with what? Wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So every, whether you're running, walking, or moving, as far as there's movement in you, strength will come from the Lord. So he renews our strength. May your strength be renewed. As you get older, you're not going to get weaker. You get stronger. That is the word of the Lord. So your knees are not going to be having problem. Your joints are not going to be having problem. Your eyes are not going to be getting weak or dim. They're going to get sharper and sharper. 20/20 vision. Do you understand? That's the word of the Lord. You renew your mind. This is your portion. Say amen. You're not going to be getting all kinds of problems. You'll be getting stronger and stronger. You become a mystery. People look at you, they say, eh? I saw you last year, you look young. This year, you look young. I saw you 10 years ago, you look young. I saw you 20 years ago, you look young. What is happening? You become a mystery because your strength is renewed. Everything that needs to work, they're working perfectly. All your internal and external organs, they're functioning just perfectly. They are renewed like the ego. Where the ego renews is further and all that, but you're going to, all your internal and external organs are going to be renewed. The Lord is your strength because he's restored to you a right spirit. So as you are functioning in that right spirit, everything is functioning, moving correctly inside you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. When I was younger, I used to wear Coke bottle glasses. I couldn't see jack. I can't see anything. Like, everything was bad. I really had bad eyes. When I started dating, me and Apostle started dating, my eyes, I wore glasses. You wouldn't believe it. I don't wear anything. Now, praise the Lord. You ought to say praise the Lord so that you can get your miracle also. You just go, me too. Praise the Lord. My eyes were fixed. The Lord fixed them. And they've remained fixed. A few years ago, it started wanting to go dim. I mean, if you saw me, I got the smallest Bible I can get. And I had to fight it with the word. And then everything adjusted back. Somebody praise the Lord. I see I have 20/20 vision. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I can read far, I can read near. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word works. So tell your eyes, be renewed. Every part of you, be renewed. You say, this is your reasonable service. You prove it to yourself. You walk on it. Walk the word. The word works. It's not there for decoration. Don't just come to church and feel goosebump and hallelujah, hallelujah, and then you go home and nothing is working. Apply, apply, apply. Say amen. Make use of it for yourself and prove the Lord and know that he's a good God. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. So your strength. Let's go to another thing that it says, God will renew our days. Lamentation chapter 5, verse 21. Lamentation. If you can't find Lamentation, you go to content. Praise the Lord. Lamentation, say, turn, chapter 5, verse 21. Say, turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Hallelujah. You know, the other day I heard somebody say, what's so good about the good old days is the good old days are gone. And I'm going, no, today can still be the good old days. Say amen. This is a day, right? Psalm 118 tells us, I think 24, says, this is a day the Lord has what? Made. We will do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Ah, praise the Lord. Yes. The computer still works in my brain. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118:24. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. So today is a good day. So it is turned to the good old days. What good old days? Like the days of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The days of promise. So go back to that lamentation. Lamentation 5:21. Say, return to renew our days as of old. When manners fell from heaven, hallelujah, when God is the ultimate provider, how would you like God to provide for you all the time? So your income that comes into your hand is just savings. Isn't that wonderful? Just savings, you just pay your tithe and the rest is like gravy. You have inheritance for your children's children. You have things to use to help other people. We can believe God for that. Somebody say, I believe. Say, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, renew my days. Say, Lord, renew my days as of old. Amen. He said, he prepared a table in the wilderness for them. May God prepare a table for you all the time. Not only in wilderness, but in your daily life. He says he's our provider. Renew our days. So you never have a bad days. That's what you do. So it's up to you to renew your mind to that. That my days are good. My days are good. Every day of my life is good. Every day of my life is blessed. Amen. Amen. Some people say, what's so good about today? Well, mine is good. So you can confess bad for yourself. Mine is good. Somebody say, my day is good. No matter what you're going through, your day is good. Stop dwelling on your issues. Dwell on the word of God. It's the word that will push that thing out of the way. Say amen. All right, let's go to another one. How many have we done? Three? So four. Let's go to Hebrews 6. 6. Hebrews 6:6. Verse 6. It says, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Whenever you sin, just repent quickly. If you don't repent and ask him to renew you, it's like you're crucifying him all over again. I will not be the one crucifying the Lord all over again. So I rather just repent. Somebody say, repentance is good. He said, when they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. So if you have loved ones or friends that are not walking with the Lord, encourage them so that they can be renewed by the word of God and come back to the Lord. Say amen. All right. If it's you, you also repent and then you are fixed back. Psalm 103. Our youth is renewed. Let's go to that one. Psalm 103. That's the fifth one. Youth is renewed. 103. Psalm 103, verse 5. It says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is what? Renewed like the eagles. You need to read the whole chapter. That's the one that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, do what? Bless his holy name. Your soul is your mind. So use your mind to bless God, not to be thinking rubbish. Your mind ought to be blessing God. Say amen. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And he says, do not forget all his benefits. Think about the good things he has done for you. But verse 5, he says, he will do what? He satisfies our mouth with what? good things. Your mouth cannot be satisfied with good things except you be thinking good things. There's no wishful thinking in God. There is word thinking. Amen? There's word thinking. When you do word thinking, your mouth will be satisfied. Then you begin to create. You begin to speak. Say amen. You begin to create what you want for your life. The kind of home you want. The kind of family you want. The kind of children you want. The kind of job you want. Kind of whatever. Ministry, work, anything. You begin to say it. Let the redeemed begin to do what? Say so. You begin to say it. Let whoever wants to laugh at you and mock you, mock. Just stay on the path. You will laugh last. Say amen. They laughed at Abraham. They laughed at Sarah. But did they laugh last? They got the promise. The promise came to pass. It left the word realm to a physical realm. Isaac was spoken in words, but it materialized. What you are speaking is going to show up. It's going to show up. You don't give up on that. You just continue and continue to do it. It shall be made manifest. Say amen. Say amen. It's never too late. If Abraham was thinking about his physical body, he said he did not consider his body now dead. The path to produce a child does not work anymore for both of them. But the Bible says he never considered it dead. That's the kind of faith you have to have, and that's the kind of focus you have to have. Say amen. How does somebody who's over 90, 100 years old give birth to a child? In this part of the world, that is nursing home. They don't even get to 100 before you start thinking nursing home. So may you begin to reject nursing home now, so that your children will not put you there. Because you have children now that want to just take your house, your money and everything, and then put you there. And then go to the beach and go on holidays. May you not have those kind of children. So invest in your children now so that they will invest in you. Say amen. How do you invest? Invest love. You shall reap what you sow. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. So your youth is what? Renewed. You are renewed. Somebody say, I'm renewed. My youth is renewed like the eagle. But every day I say that word. My youth is renewed like the eagle. And really, my youth is renewed like the eagle. Somebody shout hallelujah. I say, I have most of my teeth, so praise the Lord. Glory to God. I see some people that I'm older than, they wear denture, and I'm going, huh? What is this? So say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'll still be chopping with this teeth, except if I just want to be vain and I decide to get veneers on it, but not because they fall off. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I like the original ones. Somebody shout hallelujah. So if they fall off already, you can begin to believe God to create a new one. How would you like to go to sleep? You wake up the next day, there's a brand new teeth there. Hallelujah. Woo, that would be awesome. Well, I've heard people give those type of testimonies. So if you have some missing, you can say, me too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so another one. Let's look for another one. We did the youth renewed. Let's do another one. 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man does what? Perish, yet the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. I told you earlier in the first part of this service that you got to renew yourself every day by eating the word every day, by putting that into you and becoming like that, becoming the word. become the Word. Say amen. Transformed to the image, translated to the image of his dear son, Colossians 1:13. Amen? So we are, that's where we're, that's our ultimate goal. So it says our inward man is what? Renewed day by day. May God renew your inward man. When we did the first Psalm 51, says, renew the right spirit within me. Clean my heart. Give me a new heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Change my heart, O God. So when that happens, your new person is renewed every day. So the person you were yesterday is not the same person you are today. You're a greater person than yesterday. Say amen. Things that were difficult yesterday are not difficult today. You begin to change your expectation. It's not by anybody's standard, it's by God's standard. So people's standard will discourage you when you're believing God. They say, it didn't work yesterday, so forget it. Well, you stop talking to people, just talk to God. Say amen. Hallelujah. And then when the result that you're believing God comes, they tell you, I knew it. I knew that God was going to do that. No, you didn't. You'd never believed in the first place. You mocked. Now they want to take the glory that doesn't belong to them. To God be all the glory. You shall have your testimony. Say amen. All right, so our inward man should be renewed. So our inward man is renewed. So many renewers. Another one, Ephesians 4, verse 23. We'll do a few more and then we can pray. Ephesians 4, verse 23. It says, and be ye renewed where? In the spirit of your mind. So your mind have a spirit. So you need that spirit renewed. Amen. The spirit of your mind needs to be renewed so that the right thoughts are inside you. And when the right thoughts are inside you, you are more at peace. You are not a fretful person. You are not somebody who is panicking all the time. You are calm. When people think you should be strained and stressed, you are just at peace. When the storm was raging, Jesus was on the boat. What was he doing with his disciples? Because he knows that he is the Lord over the waters. You shall have dominion. Is that not what his word say? Over the things of the air, land, and sea. Is that not the spoken word? And that power has been given to man? But the disciples knew it by head, but they don't own it. But Jesus did not only knew it by head, he knew it by, he knows that he knows that he knows he's the Lord. Say amen. So when the sea and the storm were raging, he knows and he's the one with dominion over it. When you're in the plane and you're in the air and there's a problem, you should know that you have what? Dominion over the air. Why don't you take authority over the air before you enter the plane instead of when you are dead, then you start panicking? Say, praise the Lord. In the land, the same thing. Take dominion over so that you never experience any accident. Say amen. It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What am I saying? This is how you should be thinking. Whether I'm in the air, land, water, it is well. Somebody say it is well. With me and my household. Don't worry about your tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. That's the word of the Lord. Right? Matthew 6:34. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Say amen. All right. Let's do another one. Colossians 3, verse 10. Colossians 3:10. And I've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on that new man, Jesus Christ. Amen? When you put him on, don't remove him. It's not a piece of clothing that gets dirty and you throw it away and you need a change. Put Christ on 24/7. Amen? Renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that what? Created him. May you think about your creator, how he does things, and renew your mind towards that. He thinks and he speaks. He doesn't speak before he thinks. Amen? And he sees when you believe, you don't believe after you speak. You believe, then you speak. And you shall have what you say. That's the word of the Lord. That's what Mark 11 teaches us, right? Mark 11, 22 to 24. All right. Let's see another way we can renew our mind. Titus 3, verse 5. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not by works of righteousness that which we have done, not by our own strength, our own power, but according to God's mercy, he has saved us. May God save you in every direction. By washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost refreshing. He said, "A time of refreshing come." May he refresh and renew you in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes you lose your first love for Jesus, he can get it back. Amen. People say, "Oh, I remember when I just got saved, I just enjoyed the Lord so much, but now I've been walking so long." Because you're weary, let your strength be renewed. So that weariness will leave you and you can enjoy his presence. When we're worshiping today, I still enjoy him. Hallelujah. When we sang "Awesome God," there's nobody more awesome than him. Hallelujah. You should still enjoy that. When you find that enjoyment of his presence is missing, say, "Lord, Holy Spirit, renew me." So that it's the Holy Spirit that gives animation to the body. So that you can be quickened, you can become alive again. Where you are dead and slow and sluggish, you come quickly, you come alive. And joy is restored back to you. May the joy of the Holy Ghost become yours by renewing you. So say, "Holy Spirit, renew me." Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to do one more and then we're going to pray. Go to Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restored what? My soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We just read it's not by our righteousness, but by his righteousness. By his righteousness, he will lead us. By his righteousness, he will restore our soul. Restore our soul is renewal of our soul. He restores us. Say amen. May he restore your soul. He restored your soul. If your soul has been damaged, your thought has been damaged by what you have seen or experienced, he can restore you back. Say, he restores our good old days. So it brings you back to the place of innocence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Daniel was thrown into the lions, then the Bible said that the lions could not eat him because innocence was what? Found in him. He restores you back to innocence. May your days of innocence, if you see little children, when they play, when they are still innocent, they just play, they have no care in this world. They are just free. But when the cares of this world begins to choke them, you see that innocent child begins to change before your eyes. May God restore every one of us back to innocence. In the name of Jesus. Rise with me. I'm going to stop there so we can pray. May God restore us. You can declare with me, "Lord, restore me, restore my soul, restore my mind, restore my spirit, restore my life, restore my strength. Restore, restore, restore. You said you could not restore us because nobody said restore. So I say restore, restore, restore. Restore my spirit. Restore how I think, how I act. Restore me, O Lord. Restore our church. Restore our family. Restore our ministry. Restore our businesses. Restore, 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 restore. Renew the right spirit in us. Restore our marriages. Restore our sons and our daughters. Restore our nation. Restore our friends and families. In the name of Jesus. Restore, 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 restore us. Restore our soul, how we think, and the direction we're going. That it will be the direction of the Lord. By your word, by your spirit. Holy Ghost restoration. Holy Spirit restoration. In the name of Jesus. Renew us and refresh us. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we know our God is on our side and we are on the Lord's side. May your name be blessed and magnified through our lives, O God. Show yourself mighty in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we declare so. Amen. Amen. God bless you, those on television land. Be blessed, be renewed, and be restored. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.